Namaste.
All right. Namaste, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and it looks like we have a full switchboard today. We will be taking callers as usual, one question per caller, one-part questions only, please. And as we bring you on air, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go right into your question. We're going to begin momentarily with taking our callers, but first, we are offering once more the hour special for $19.95 on our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. All right, and for those of you that are joining us today, it looks like we are not going to have right now our co-host Lolita on the show today. So just bear with me as I am operating the chat, switchboard myself today. Our first caller for today is going to be 619 area code. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. It's Steve in California.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Someone told me that the reason I wasn't receiving messages, intuitive messages, was because I was blocking it because I was fearful. I've been working on releasing fears, and I'm starting to get some messages. I was wondering if you see more with that.
Okay. All right. Well, one message here is I get a big smiley face, actually. So it's definitely a sign that you're on the right track. It looks as though that there are going to be more messages coming in, but it's going to be in about 4 days or so from today. One last message coming in here is to just remember to focus on your grounding at the same time. Okay?
Okay.
You want to make sure that you're grounded and you're not, you know, just going to go float off into the ether somewhere either.
Okay.
So it's about balancing both sides, both your spiritual as well as your physical.
Okay. Thank you so much, Reverend Adam.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We are also offering other specials on our website. We have the half an hour special for only $17.95 and some other great ones on there if you want to check them out. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller now. Our next caller is with the area code 954. Hello, caller. You should be live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. All right. Looks like we're having a little bit of difficulties once more, probably some more of this residual Mercury retrograde energy going on. Just bear with me momentarily, and we should have this working. All right. Once more, I'm going to try this caller. Area code 954. You should be live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm from New York. And
yes,
I just want to know about, like, careers or, like, relationships in the future, like what kind of path I'm going to be on,
okay.
Like, school-wise.
You got to choose which one you want to know about, career or relationship, and what is it that you would like to know about either one of those?
Okay, relationship, am I going to have, like, good relationships in the future? Like, is there going to be anyone special coming into my life soon?
Okay, let's see here. Well, actually, yes, you are going to have a great relationship in the future. This apparently seems to be coming up somewhere. Let me see here. I got to get the timeline out for you. Oh, wow. Okay, we're getting October of all months Okay. It could be before that, but I'm getting October pretty strongly here. We're looking at maybe around the 10th or the 12th of October as far as the relationship is concerned. You may end up meeting the person before October sometime next month, and then that develops more into a relationship around the October time period between the 10th and the 12th. It looks to be something more valid than what you've had and experienced in the past. It appears to be something with the potential to become long-term and permanent. It, so it definitely has that marriage potential going on behind it. Now, you are going to meet several people between now and then, but when the right one comes along, you're really going to know it and you're going to feel it, okay? You're going to kind of sense it immediately and right away. I'm feeling that this is going to be your twin flame dynamic that finally comes in. And normally when we meet our twin flames, we end up being with them in that lifetime permanently. This person doesn't seem to be a very hoity-toity, you know, rich person, but appears to me to be someone with a good stability going on. Now, I feel that they are a professional in this world, and they have a lot of good knowledge. They seem to be very wise for their age. Okay, so they're not too old either, though. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Okay. See here. All right. Moving it right along, please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com. Our next caller for today is area code 678. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Brian. I'm calling from West Virginia. And my question is, I met a female friend back 5 years ago. We became friends online. But we really started communicating recently, within the last month. I just want to know where you see that going.
Okay, let's see here. All right. I actually see that this one does have some good potential to become a lasting relationship. However, this individual also seems to be a little bit distant right now. Like they're still exploring it and they're still trying to decide if this is what they really want to pursue with you. However, I do see them coming forward a little bit more in the next few days. And I see that with the way things are going, it looks like it will turn into something for you. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 919. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Pam, and I'm from North Carolina. And I'd like to.
Yes,
I'm going to file
Pam.
Hi, I'm going to file for a divorce in September. How do you see that going?
Okay. All right, Pam. Well, it does look like you are going to get the divorce in the long run here, but there's going to be some issues. Okay, it's going to be a little bit more of a drawn out process. We're not seeing it being so drawn out like it is with a lot of other people. But we are seeing it drawn out to a degree here. Okay? So I'm seeing the process taking about 6 months to 6 to 7 months here.
Over a non-contested divorce?
Yeah, I'm feeling like in the last minute, he's going to end up creating some issues.
Okay, so but I'll get it between 6 and 7 months, though.
Yes, I do see you receiving.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com. That is H-O-W-P. psychic.com. And check out all of our great specials. We have our next caller here, area code 347. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm calling from Connecticut. And my question is, do you see me and my ex getting back together?
Okay, Tiffany. Let's see here. Give me one moment, please. And what's your ex's name?
Marlon.
Marlon? Okay. Mm-hmm. Honey, I do feel like there's going to be an attempt to get back together, even from his side. But, honey, I don't mean to give you bad news. I just feel like it's not going to work.
And
psychically, I keep getting the message that even though he makes the tries and the attempts, he's not really changed very much, and he's not going to anytime soon.
Okay. And would you be able to give me a time frame of when
when the next try might come in? We're looking at 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You know, God bless her. She's been through a lot. But, you know, there is someone great coming in for her life, and I wish her all the best. All right, it looks like we have our co-host, Lolita, here. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great.
Can you hear an echo in the back or no?
No.
Okay, good, because I'm letting my cousin listen in. So how are we doing? It seems like you don't got the chat room open.
Hey, Kumu.
Hi.
Hey. All right. You know, you got the chat open or what?
No, I can't. I don't have
okay.
Chat open.
Yeah.
So if you want me to, if you got the chat room, that's fine. If not, I don't mind staying on air and helping you answer questions.
Yeah, just help me on air then.
Okay.
I've got the switchboard up. We're good.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
All right. Next caller is going to be here under the area code 617. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam and Reverend Lolita. This is Anne from Pennsylvania. My question is, I'm looking for a new job, wondering when I might find one.
Okay. Wow. This is a good, okay, Tuesday and Wednesday. There's some good potentials there. It's a bit fast, but I'm seeing Tuesday and Wednesday. They just keep screaming it out to me. Who do you have on the other side, honey?
A lot of people.
Okay, yeah, because there's more than one. and now there's the one that comes to the front, the one in the surface here. It seems to be a very strong woman. She doesn't put up with anybody.
So that could be my mother or my aunt.
Okay. Feels more like an aunt than it does a mother. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, they're on the other side here, and they're like, you know what? Remain strong. You're doing good. Don't give up. You know, you got to have the faith, and don't let anybody tell you any different, they say.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. I guess my mediumship's really kicking in right now. All right. We have next on the queue here. Area code 847. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Rev, it's Sean calling out of Northern Delaware.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? I did a little prayer to Papa today, and we talked about that. I'm wondering, since you're doing the medium thing right now, was it just a dream, or did my father really come to see me?
Your father really did come to see you. I believe I answered that question for you at another time.
You mm-hmm. probably did. I couldn't think of anything else to ask. I really wanted to say the Conjurer kit looks awesome, and I'm looking forward to getting that all sorted out. So I will talk to you another time.
Okay,
also remember when people from the other side come in, they actually do it, and they're actually coming into your dreams for a message. So anyone that is passed away, it is done with full intentions. They're there in seriously. They're not there for no reason. They're there to give you a reason, a message.
Oh, I knew well when I had the dream that he was there for a reason. Unfortunately, I can't remember much of what he said, but I'm sure subconsciously it's there. I mean, he looked great, too. He looked like he was in his 30s. I have never had a conversation with him in his entire life like I did in that dream. And it was, I asked him to stay with me, and he just kind of smiled and nodded, and that was pretty much the end of the dream. I'm hoping to see him again sometime soon, but I'm sure he's got a lot to take care of right now.
Yeah, spirits will always go for a year of reflection normally in the afterlife before they really begin to communicate or come around us again. But it is known that sometimes before they go, they will say one or two messages to us in our dreams or through other means. So I want you to keep that in mind, a good lesson for what I'm teaching you here. And I feel that yes, he did really come to you in your dream, and the messages that you don't quite remember from that dream will be activated at the right time.
Sweet. I mean, it was great. I woke up happy. It wasn't, it wasn't one of those things where, you have a dream about a loved one and then you wake up all broken up about it. Whatever happened in that dream, it was really comforting. Also, I already mentioned the Conjurer kit, right? I think it's for more experienced people. But I do recommend people stop by the site and take a look at it. It's a really good deal. Other than that, I will talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later on, and thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
I look forward to listening to the rest of the show. Have a nice day.
You too. All right. Another great caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Our next caller today is area code 520. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Lisa, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hey, Lisa. How can I help you today?
Romance. Do you see me and Jim from work getting it together romantically?
Okay, here we go. Yes, that is a yes. Okay. It's going to take, I didn't even want to say time on this one, but it is going to take a little while, okay? We're looking at another few days before we get some good development beginning to happen here. Let's see here. I do get the message that you need to tread carefully, but it is okay to proceed, okay?
Oh, wow. It just seems to really ring. It resonates. It seems to really resonate. So you think he is interested then?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Honey, I've got to ask you this. How hairy is this guy?
I see him fully dressed because he's at work.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not seeing any hair to speak of that's abnormal or,
okay,
I mean.
I'm not saying he's like a bear or anything, but I look at him and I get the term hairy, okay? So it looks like there may be, maybe it's symbolic, maybe it's not actually hair, but maybe it's symbolic that this is the reason why we need to tread a little carefully because the situation is a little hairy, but it can work out, you know.
Wow, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we have our next caller now, area code 706. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Mary from Georgia. And
Hi,
I looked at a space in town here to put a store on Friday, and I emailed the information to my partner down in Florida. And I think we're probably going to have a deadline here of Monday or Tuesday, and I was wondering if we were going to be able to get the space. Patrick will come through.
Okay, it looks as if there has been a little bit of a snag. However, you are going to receive the place, so yes.
Okay.
The snag appears to be something that is more like a delay. They've got to, you know, figure something out. Some of those things that come up, a little bit of red tape, you know what I mean? But you do get the place.
Okay, so Patrick will come through and help me with this.
Yeah, I think they will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Now, I keep getting the message, beignets. So the thing that reminds me of is New Orleans.
Yeah, well, beignets are not bidets, beignets, right?
Beignets, not bidets, beignets, the donut type thing.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't mean to confuse you there, but what does New Orleans mean to you, hon?
My husband and I went there one time, and I had beignets, and there was a joke about the other side of it because a girl asked for a bidet thinking it was a beignet, and... And so I thought, and she had the same name as me, and I was just like, she was from Meridian, Mississippi. And I was like, no, it's you know, it's beignet, it's a donut.
Oh, my God.
And I thought the guy was going to, like, drop his teeth. I mean, it was like, yeah, so, you know, that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, so... If that's it, then why should this be coming up for you now is my question.
Oh, geezy, I don't know.
Anybody you were with passed away or?
A very good, Patrick's wife passed away, Sheila. And she passed away in January with breast cancer. And he came up in April, you know, after to try and regroup and looked at the town and stuff. So I don't know if maybe it has something on her end of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think, you know, if it's from her, then it's probably her just saying, hey, remember to be happy. You got to remember to enjoy life while you can. Because honestly, that's the only message that I really get from this. It's kind of telling you, hey, just look at the small things, enjoy what you have, but know that the blessings are on their way.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you.
All righty. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Isn't that weird, Lolita?
Yeah, it's very weird. Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
All right. You ready for our next one?
Yeah, it feels so weird not having the switchboard there. I feel like I'm not doing anything. So I apologize.
Yeah, you're here for support. That's good.
How many callers do we have on the line?
We have three more here in the queue.
Okay. Well, I'll be done with the three more, and then I'll ask you a question.
Oh,
on
okay,
air,
cool.
Which I've never done. From my two little sisters here.
Well, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is area code 917. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. it looks like the queue or the switchboard. It's going a little freakish on me right now. Freaking Mercury retrograde. All right, let's see here.
Okay.
Give me one moment, and I will try and fix this issue. All right, let's see here. Okay. Area code 917. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Sheil from New York.
Yes, hello, Sheil. How can we help you today?
My question is regarding my love life. I kind of met somebody at my gym, and we've been talking, you know, just saying hello to each other. And, you know, I kind of like that particular person, and I'm curious to see how they feel about me.
Okay, now this is a slow process, but it does appear to me that it has some potential. It looks like it could become something substantial for you, but you got to take it slowly. And the message here, Ashiel, is not to be dependent on it, but to just go with the flow and to, you know, don't even analyze it. Just think of it as a friendship with a possibility of a relationship down the road, okay?
Okay.
But right now, you know, with that going on, go with the flow. But right now, it's time to focus on you. It's time to focus on the stability and, you know, your health, because you're on your way, you're doing well, you just got to keep that path going, okay?
Okay. Can I just, is that particular person single right now?
Yeah, I do believe that they are currently single, but there is sort of a dynamic where they have someone lingering around that they don't want there anymore.
Okay.
So that's what might take it a little while to work for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. All right, our next caller today is area code 267. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Crystal. I'm calling from Philadelphia. And
hello,
I'm wondering
Crystal,
if you can...
in Philadelphia. Hold on one moment, honey. Who are you having a problem with, hon? Because there is a male here, and I just keep on sensing, Crystal, that there is a problem with this male.
Yes, that's my question. I've been seeing somebody for quite some time, and things are, like, off kilter, and I'm wondering where you see things going with us. He's also, like, my best friend.
You know what? I'm feeling like the friendship is going to be able to be salvaged here. I'm feeling like they're not so much in the point where they really want to look at themselves in a bad way right now or be, you know, judgmental towards their actions in an objective form. But given a week or two, I feel that things might take a turn for the better.
Okay. Things like towards us or no?
Yeah, things between the two of you. I feel like the friendship will be able to be salvaged, but anything else will kind of go to the wayside.
Go to the what?
Wayside, you know, kind of like be dropped.
Not happen. Yeah. Okay. Do you feel like how he's feeling towards me right now or anything?
You know, I think that right now he still cares about you. But I think he's resentful for you kind of stating some truth to him that he didn't necessarily want to face. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You know, Lolita, we really do not like giving out bad news, but, you know, it's only fair that we give news, good or bad, to whomever we see it for.
Right.
For that would be the right thing to do, right?
That's, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah. All right, Lil, what's the question?
Well, my two sisters are here. I'm at my cousin's house. I want to know if you see any spirits, any messages from the other side. Anyone around us right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put on speaker so they can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Whose father is on the other side right now?
Theirs.
Both of theirs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the father's there. He's trekking around, you know, throughout the house. Has there been a couple of noises today in the home?
They probably can't tell because there's a lot of air this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it appears to me that he is there. He wants it to be known that he's there, and he's, he keeps sending the message that he's okay and that they're going to be okay.
Okay.
That they need to be able to trust themselves, and they need to be able to trust the advice that's been given to them.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Does he have anything else to say to them?
Okay. He's telling me that somebody's been very restless lately.
Restless? Yeah. Como?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says that the restlessness, it's going to be going away here. He's trying to help, but she's stressing out too much.
Yeah.
That's why.
Say hi, Adam. Both y'all.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, girls.
How are you,
Adam? No, I want to read.
Doing
you.
Good. Hope y'all are doing okay.
Yes, good. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, you ready for our next caller, Louie?
Sure.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 631. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Like I need a new girl to be bothered with, but the grass ain't always greener on the other side.
Okay, that was very weird. So we shall go to another caller. Area code 951, you are live and on air. Please state your name,
hi,
where you're calling from, and go right into
hi,
your question.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Donna. Hi, Donna from San Diego.
Hello, Donna. How can we
hi,
help you today?
Do I have to have something specific, or can I just see what comes up? Or I don't think I've ever
okay,
called into your show.
We do specific questions on the show only.
Okay.
But I do offer general readings through the website. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see. Any changes going to be happening before the end of the year for me? Is that too broad?
Okay. Well, there does seem to be a bigger source of income coming in for
ooh,
you before the end of the year. We're looking at somewhere around the mid to the end of next month, in fact. But there is going to be a slight increase before that. We're looking at a little bit of an increase in your income somewhere around the 29th of this month, actually around the 28th to the 29th, okay?
Ooh. Like how? I mean, through my work? Or?
Well, I'm feeling kind of like you've got the work thing going on, but I don't sense it coming from work. I'm sensing it coming from somewhere else, you know? You might end up winning something or
ooh,
running into
yeah,
something, but I'm seeing that there's going to be some good money there. Not a whole bunch, but enough
maybe
to really help you get some stability. Huh?
Yeah, you should go to the casino then around that time, huh? Hmm.
Yeah, maybe go to the casino.
Right.
If you do that, maybe have you ever heard of a thing called Buckeyes?
Buckeyes? Is that the game?
Well, it's a seed, actually.
A seed? I've never heard of it.
From a tree? Yeah, find yourself a buckeye. Look up buckeyes on Google, and you'll see what they are, and you can maybe find one and bring that to the casino with you. It always adds a little bit of extra luck.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that tip. That would be wonderful.
And by the way, I'm going to give you a little bit of an extra here because you're so nice.
I'm feeling that
there is a good development in your love life coming up in the first week of next month. Okay?
Oh, finally. Gosh, you know how long.
I don't even want to think about it. It's been years for you.
I mean, I'm sorry. Is it something new? Or something.
Well, yeah, it does appear to be something new. So you're not going to have to deal with the scrub anymore.
Aw, thank you. That's exciting. Appreciate that. All right.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right. For your time.
Bye
now. God bless you.
Okay. All right, we're going to try this caller here, area code 267. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I think you took that caller, Adam, 267.
Okay. Yeah, possibly here. All right. Our next caller and last caller for today is area code 253. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay, hello caller with area code 253. You are live. All right, looks like we may be experiencing a slight problem here. We should hopefully have this fixed momentarily. Give me one moment, please. You know, Lily, this retrograde seems to be getting to the best of us.
No, I think we're out of the retrograde, Adam.
Well, might be some residuals.
You're so hilarious. Well, we are. You got a week left for residuals, so yeah.
All right.
I think I was having problems, too. I think my connection at home was also having problems.
It may just end up being a blog talk today, then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and just one more moment. If we can't get this fixed, then we'll just go ahead and end the show. But we're going to try and get you on here. In the meantime, while we're waiting, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, we are running a $19.95 special for the hour reading. We also have the half an hour on sale for $17.95. All right, it looks like I may be able to get the switchboard working here again. So I thank you for just bearing with us. All right, caller with area code 253, you should be live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Holly from Washington. I'm wondering if you can pick up any messages from my brother that's on the other side or any family members or friends.
Okay. I am feeling that your brother's there, but he's very mute right now. He's
Why?
Not saying anything. And I keep getting this feeling like in my throat, like it was hard for him to breathe. How did he pass away, hon?
He crashed his airplane.
Oh, wow.
He had a private plane, and he was,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And his friend
okay.
was with him and died too, a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling like what had happened was that he was probably experiencing breathing problems at that time too. How much did they know about the crash and the accident?
They just think it was pilot error, but we think he was ill because the night before he passed out and hit his head, and the next morning
yeah.
he went flying and crashed, so we think he was ill.
Okay. So it would make sense if he was having the breathing problems and some health issues before the actual accident occurred.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's what we choose to believe. Because
he
was an excellent
well,
pilot.
Well, he's confirming it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's saying that he's sorry. He's sorry. He should have listened.
Oh, I understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not mad anymore, but I'm just glad, grateful I can talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't believe
you very dearly, and he says he's never going to go anywhere else until he knows you're okay.
Aw, he didn't believe in psychics, and we got in a big fight before he died. And we weren't speaking
yeah.
6 months before he died, so now he believes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, he keeps showing me the eye.
What eye?
Weird. The eye. I don't know if it's the left or the right. He just keeps showing me a eye.
Yeah, he was blind in one eye.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
yeah, he's showing me the eye.
Yep, he only had one eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that worked.
Okay. Okay.
He's probably confirming that it's him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, I would imagine so. So he's going to be with you for some time now. Okay.
Can I just ask, what does he think about what our mom did to me?
Oh, he thinks it's horrible.
Why is she so mean to me?
Because she's jealous. She knows that you're not going to just fall in line like her control over everyone else.
Yeah. Does he have anything
no.
else to say about that? Or?
No. No. He just wants you to know that he's there. And he sees now. Oh! He says he sees now. He can see. He can see finally. Yes.
Oh, out of the other eye? Or what do
yes.
you mean? Or he can see.
He can see.
Oh, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
He's funny, actually. Anything
okay.
else?
Yeah, I guess he was always a very humorous guy. Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, many blessings to you, sweetie,
okay,
and I wish
you
the best. Just don't forget to check out our website, okay?
Okay, have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, Lolita, that has got to be a good note to end the show on.
I think my ear is just, someone's trying to give me a message, my ear is just ringing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. So, what does it feel like if someone's doing that?
It's like ringing, like someone's going in your ear canal and going to the other ear canal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. If you listen a little more closely to the ringing, do you hear any voices?
No, and I need to start doing that. And the little one's looking at me, so she might be seeing more
mm-hmm.
than I'm seeing, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
mm-hmm.
like right there, looking in my face.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Just
I gotta start paying attention to that.
Okay. Wow.
Nice.
Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show now. I guess
right.
I'll talk to you afterwards, Lolita.
All right.
And
we wish you light, full of gratitude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night. Bye, everybody.